All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Uncle Bobby took a day off yesterday. Had to rest the old cabeza. But I'm black, so let's get into this bullshit. Now, gang, there's only going to be one item on today's hit list as Buddy starts to sneeze. Okay, back on topic. This is going to be a one-item hit list day. And today we're going to talk about fuckface Kirk Cameron. Now, gang, that right there should tell you everything you need to know about the quality of today's show. It's going to be sitting on some bullshit. Now, gang, let us quote noted historian and philosopher Virginia Leonard, my grandmother, at least one more motherfucking time. When you lay down with dogs, your monkey ass gets up with fleas, gang, every single time. When you can call Ray Comfort and the fuckfaces over at Living Waters trusted colleagues, fuck you. Right? I can't listen to what you have to say now. Right? Again, just, oh, fuck me. But before we jump into some of these fucked up ass clips, gang, maybe it's just me, but I'm about to belch. I just belched. Gang, something's going on with my TV. I was going to put, like, fucking God's Not... I just belched again, hashtag I'm professional. I'm going to put God's Not Dead on in the background or something just to kind of keep my anger hard on going. But it's all kinds of fucked up. Now, you know, let's try this. Paul, you guys want to watch Paul? Yeah, like, this is worth his shit. But gang, let's back on dubbing. So, the whole... Just something about Kirk Cameron's story. It just rubbed me the wrong way. And maybe it's the way he said it. Maybe it's because I'm a snarky fuckface. But the way he makes it sound almost, it's like it's the reverse of me. Like he spent 39 years, you know, hardcore atheist. And then just had this moment where he woke up and he was a Christian. I don't know why. Now let's get open that shit up. I don't know why, but his story always rubbed me the wrong way. And so, it's not unique. It's not unique, but he calls himself a recovering atheist. Again, we say the same thing. I'm a recovering Catholic. I'm a recovering Baptist. I'm a recovering Methodist. I get it. He's like, he's a recovering atheist who was raised, you know, as an atheist. But there's just something about the way he made it sound. It was almost like, I was 10 parts Hitch. I was 17 parts Dave Silverman. Like, he would say, like, they forced me to believe in evolution. And I was like, dude, just something about the way he told his fucked up ass story. Is it going to get queued up? Or do I got to sign up for something? Yeah, I'm licking your balls. I really want to watch a fucking Christian music. Christian music? Yeah, go fuck yourself. Back on topic. So he was this hardcore atheist that had evolution force fed to him, right? Yeah, go fuck yourself, Kirk Cameron. And then his wake up moment was, and it's how you know he's in bed with Ray Comfort. Kirk Cameron realized that he's part of the ultimate statistic. And that stat is, turn this shit off, 10 out of 10 people die. Brilliant discovery there, Copernicus. I mean, how long did it take you to bump into that intellectual landmass? Yeah, you're right. We die. So he turned to the one religion, because he's an American. He turned to the one religion that he knew to turn to, Christianity. Now guess who's a Christian? Now guess who's a fucking evangelical fuckface and all this other foolishness? And so again, here's the deal. Again, I'm not going to sit here and rag. I'm not going to say he's a washed-up child actor, but here's a child actor, a former child actor. And now he goes around, you know, debunking evolution and telling people what's going to happen to them after they die. Now, does he have, I know there's an actual name, gang. Buddy, go walk it off. There's an actual name for the study of death, if I'm not mistaken. But did he study that? No. He's just going off of what the fucking Bible and Ray Comfort say. So now, here's the kid from, about to say Silver Spoons, from Growing Pains. Here's a dude from Growing Pains going around telling people this is what's going to happen to you after you die. Because, yeah, he's qualified to make that call. Ray Comfort, what's the difference? Ray Comfort, Kirk Cameron, Living Waters, go fuck yourself. So, gang, we're going to jump into the bullshit with a little bit of an appetizer. Fucking scam calls. This is a clip off that Living Waters bullshit. Gang, you know it's going to be about 2 to 3 minutes before he goes down the road of you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterer. Okay. We're not going to get through the whole thing, but I just want to give you an appetizer so you guys know exactly what level of fuckface we're dealing with. You guys ready? Roll the tape.
She eventually admits that when it comes her time to die, she's not sure what religion.
Rewind, hold on.
What do you think
get
happens
all
when
that,
somebody
get
dies?
All that.
Just a young punk rock kid that knows what's going on.
Okay.
An everlasting life is a free gift to all those who repent and trust in him.
This is their fucked up ass intro.
I'm not quite sure, you know, which religion I'll practice and stuff, but certainly, you know, I certainly believe there's a supreme being, there's a God.
With so many people speaking for God these days, it's understandable that people can be confused by religion.
Pause the tape, but yet here he is speaking for God. And again, gang, you ever notice how you are talking to the one believer who got it right? Seriously, listen to all their fucked up ass man on the street style interviews. There's never no. It's I am 100% right. You're a lying, thieving, blasphemous. So again, how convenient, Christians, how convenient that you are the only one, you, the only one who got the red letters right. Bubba's on my clothes. I come home, I dry some clothes, and this fuck fit. Gang, roll the tape.
A girl who grew up in both a Muslim and Christian home who now believes in reincarnation. She eventually admits that when it comes her time to die, she's not sure what religion she'll be practicing.
What do you think happens when somebody dies?
It's really interesting. I have mixed beliefs, I guess. I grew up in a Christian and a Muslim home.
Pause the tape. You know what Uncle Bobby believes? That's it. Lights out. And no Christians. That's okay, fine. Because I can hear someone right now. Damn, I'm so depressed for you. Then keep that shit to yourself. I'm not depressed for me, and I'm not asking you to be depressed for me. That's why I'm going to try to pack as much life into this life that I possibly can. Go fuck yourselves. Roll the tape.
So I definitely believe there's a heaven, but I also believe in reincarnation. And
why do you believe in reincarnation?
I think the belief of karma, where whatever happens in this life or how you treat people now will come back to you later on.
Hold on.
Or the life after.
In other words, what you do counts and it matters.
Pause the tape. I hate the concept of karma. One, I don't believe that shit exists. But karma. Karma blows for this reason right here, gang. We only pull the concept of karma out of our booty hole when it suits us, right? Again, some long lost 13th removed cousin died. You've never met the fucker. You don't have to go through any of the sadness or anything else. Some way, somehow, you were written into a will, $100,000, bam, just hit your bank account. What do we say? Man, that's good karma. I must have done something, right? Or someone who once fucked you over, now something bad happened to them. Either way, it's your benefit. So now what do we say? Well, bad karma just came around and bit that person on the ass. We only invoke karma when it suits us. Because if you're going to play that game, you got to be consistent, fuckfaces. And by that, I mean, if it's a matter of what goes around comes around, what you put into the universe is what you get back. You now have to ask yourself, That altar boy, and I've said it before, they're not praying to God. They're begging God, please stop this dick-slapping pervert of a Catholic priest. He's busting my booty hole open for the ninth time this year. Please, please, God. God's nowhere to be found. What did that altar boy do in this life or the previous that was so fucked up that this is the karma that they now have to sow? Give me a break. So again, I think the concept of karma, one, is selfish. Two, I don't believe it at 1 second. Three, it's fucked up. Because again, as long as you got 100 grand that just hit your checking account, karma's great. That person that fucked you over, now they're getting fucked over, still benefits you. That's great. Now you have to start asking yourself, everyone who's experiencing something tragically fucked up, what did they do to earn that? So again, I'm not a fan of karma. Roll the tape.
And there'll be consequences that come back around to you because of the choices you make.
Absolutely.
What do you think happens when someone dies?
Oh, here we go. They're fucked.
You know, going, maybe living another life, you know, based on the life that you lived before, you know. But I also do believe that, you know, there's some sort of a heaven or, you know, whatnot.
So who do you think governs the whole karma process? I mean, who decides?
Pause the tape. Did you guys catch that? Who? Christians. Apparently there is a Christian or two watching this. Thanks a lot. That is wholesale dishonesty right there. If this is how you argue, stop doing that. Did you guys catch that? Who? Who's in charge of this car? That is leading. That is a... It's not what do you believe. He threw in the who. Bam. That's his high joker. Now he gets to manipulate this story to benefit him. That is the definition of a leading question. Who? Go fuck yourself, Kirk Cameron. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Whether you come back as a rat or a prince.
God.
God?
God. Mm-hmm.
They're fucked.
Okay.
They played into his trap.
Would you consider yourselves to be good people?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, I want to give you a little test, if that's all right, okay. And run you through four little questions, and we'll see how good you really are.
Okay.
Is that all right? Okay. How many times in your life would you estimate that you have lied? Dozens, hundreds, thousands?
Again, pause the tape. You guys have heard me say this before. I just want to kind of get through this so you guys can really just seal in the fucking flavor. That's a stupid question. How many times have you lied? It's also a dishonest question if you ask me. Again, asking me how many times I've lied is about as sensical as asking me how many times have I farted. I haven't even begun to count because I wasn't know I was supposed to. I didn't know some slap nuts off my TV screen would one day come and say, hey, big guy, how many times have you lied? I'm like, I don't know, fucker. But again, this slippery slope of absolutes, it only works when we talk about the negative. How many times have you told the truth? Why not ask that? Oh, that's right. Because foundational Christianity says you're fucked up. That's how bad you are. If you've even told a single lie, you deserve to be tortured forever because, yeah, that's love. Roll the tape.
10,000 all the way up until today. How many times do you think you've lied? Take your best shot.
Lied? Thousands.
Stupid question.
Yeah, probably hundreds or thousands.
Hundreds of thousands?
Hundreds or thousands.
Or thousands. Okay. Just want to be sure. So what do you call someone who lies?
You call someone who lies? A liar?
A liar. Okay. Have you ever stolen anything in your whole life?
Yeah. When I was a kid. Yeah,
yeah, I have too.
What do you
we
call
all
someone
shut
who steals
the fuck
something?
Up.
A thief.
How many times have you returned
okay,
shit?
Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Probably, yes. Younger. When I was younger, yes.
You're younger. And I used to do that. You know.
Pause the tape. Also a leading question. They never once said, I believe in your concept of God, Kirk. But again, by throwing the word who. Have you ever taken God's name in vain? Whether they realize it or not, because again, no one wakes up thinking, today's the day I'm going to get ambushed by this fuckface. They've already agreed to his premise, whether they realize it or not. But again, he's getting ready to go down that road. Have you ever taken God's name in vain? Then he's going to turn around and say, would you ever do that to your mother's name? Okay, let's look at mom. Look at that beautiful ass woman. Aren't you jealous? Don't you wish your mom was as great as mine? Huh? Well, you can't have her, fuck faces, because she's my mom. You want to know why I don't say Carrie, damn it? Instead, I do say God damn it. You want to know why? One, that just sounds stupid to say Carrie, damn it. Right? Because then they're going to say, well, don't you respect your mother? Yeah, I do. Even in death, I respect my mom. You want to know why? She earned it. You want to take care of this crazy fucker for the first 18 years of his life? You deserve respect. So I respect my mom and I respect her name. Period. If the Christian God is real, that fucker is not worthy of respect, worship, adulation, friendship, nothing. No fuck faces. I'm not mad at God. But anyway, watch. He's going to do it, right? Would you say that to your mother's name? No. You want to know why? The overwhelming majority of us, we love and respect our mom. So we respect her name. One, you haven't proven your God exists. Two, the fucker who sat there and flooded an entire planet, then repopulated with the same group of fuck faces that he knew in advance were going to piss him off a second time. So now he's got to set up a torture pit for those that don't jerk him off and tongue his booty hole. Christians, you really got to think your argument out before you use English words to express how fucked up this sounds. Roll the tape.
If you think about it.
We have. That's why I'm an atheist.
The worst way I could disrespect my mother, who
what did I
bore
tell you?
Me, would be to drag her name through the mud like a curse word, mm-hmm. right? And yet we do that with the God who gave us our mother and gave us our life, mm-hmm. and it's called blasphemy.
Leading.
That's a serious thing.
He's leading again.
Now, here's the last one. Jesus said, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. That God.
Okay, pause the tape. First and foremost, I'll answer myself all the goddamn time. Gang, I told you, fitness industry, for the last 26 years, I see hot girls and I see hot guys all day long. And when I'm not there, I'm here. Then I have to look at my own ugly ass self. Then I go to Gold's Gym, another fitness studio. And you'll never guess what? Hot men and hot women everywhere you fucking look. Again, if you can't be safe in your own mind, then you can't be safe. Your God is sitting there and is like, all right, you jerked off. You had sex out of marriage. Okay, I'm going to fuck your shit up. Okay, you looked at someone with lust. Oh, you are fucked in the ass. I'm so going to beat the dog shit out of you. Okay, Catholic priest, fuck face supreme. You just raped 77 kids. Come on in here. You spread the word of Jesus Christ. How fucking stupid is that? Shut the fuck up. Roll the tape.
Sees our heart and knows our secret thought life. So, you know, you can put your brim down and put glasses on and be looking and having secret sexual thoughts and that no one else can see but God sees. And
then your God's an asshole.
Adultery of the heart.
Your God's an asshole.
So do you think you've ever violated that commandment, if not indeed, in your own heart and had lustful thoughts?
Definitely, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's a thought crime.
Okay. So think
that's
of
that. That's emotional terrorism. Condition.
You're lying thieves and blasphemous adulterers at heart. That's how...
Pause the tape. If you guys ever run into someone like that, tell them, one, go fuck yourself. Two, make sure you stand your ground and say, no, I am not. That is Belch, hashtag unprofessional. Again, this is just garbage. This is just... I'm not even going to go into detail. I just belched again, hashtag unprofessional. This is just garbage, period. A little bit more. Roll the tape.
God sees you, and you have to face him when you die. So if God were to judge you by that standard and listening to your own conscience, do you think that you'd be innocent or guilty?
If it's based just on those things, then obviously guilty.
So does that concern you, that God sees you as a lying
thief? Not even
thief,
a little bit, because I don't believe you, fuckface.
I don't know you. He knows the secret things that I've not even asked you about. Does that concern you?
Absolutely, and that's why as you get older, you hope that you learn from your mistakes and try to live a better life from that.
So if I'm in a court and I say to the judge, I know that I raped and stole money and then murdered that lady, and I've learned from my mistake, I'm hoping...
Pause the tape. Again, do you guys ever notice that's all the fuck faces that Living Waters ever say? Ray Comfort's even worse, right? So if someone rapes and slits the throat of 17 young girls Should they not be punished? I'm like, fucker. Every single time, that's the shit that Ray comforts. You hear what this fucker just said? Raped and murdered a woman. What? Again, Christians, if this is what you sound like, stop it. You are telling on, again, it's like what I said in my previous video. You know, you only reach for the word nigger as a white person when it's a part of your normal everyday vocabulary. Do you know how many words start with the letter N? So when he's like, oh, we're in your niggers, I mean your neighborhood, it's because that's what he reached for. Just nine, nincompoop. Just name all the letter things that start with the letter N. It's because that's what's on your mind, mainly because it's probably what's coming out of your mouth on a regular basis. Gang, I work with women who have been violated terribly. And I never slip up, right? And be like, ah, God damn, oh, go rape some bitches. What? No. Every single time. They use the same example, and that is sexual violence and ending the life of a woman. I'm not bullshitting, gang. If I ever saw Kirk Cameron or the likes of a Ray Comfort walking towards me, and I'm with my girl, we're turning around and going the other direction. I'm not even lying. They always reach for examples that hurt women, and that concerns me. I'm not even close to bullshitting. A little bit longer. Roll the tape.
You'll let me go. Do you think that he would let me go?
You know what?
I mean, I think about now, the previous question. I mean,
pause the tape, end the tape. You guys got the drill. But fuckface Kirk Cameron was up here doing what fuckface Ray Comfort does. And that is, you know, God is a just God. And but here's the thing, fuckfaces. Let me cue up the next one. Ooh, let's do this one. Their judge puts lying, and let's just use their example, puts lying and raping and murdering a woman on the exact same shelf. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Right? Because again, they don't even say, even a small little white lie. So if you tell a small white lie, that's the same as raping and murdering a woman in the eyes of your God. Like I said, your God is not worthy of fucking respect, much less worship. Because out here in the real world, the person who stacks up some traffic violations, they're going to stand in front of a different judge than someone who, I don't know, rapes and murders a woman. But I know, my God is perfect, so his standard, maybe shut the fuck up. I stand by what I say. Where are you going, dude? He's had ants in his pants the last couple of days. I think it's because it's finally cooling off and he wants to go run around outside. Back on topic. Fuck you. Right? Again, you stand in front of a different judge for traffic tickets than you do physical and sexual violence. And if your God puts them all in the same mixing bowl because he's perfect, fuck you and your God. Okay, the next one up. Again, I just pulled some shit. Couple of them I pulled because, yeah, I just had to. I prayed about it, and then I realized, hey, everybody, that's what God would want. Haven't seen any of them. You guys know the drill. What, buddy? I got to cut Buddy's undercarriage. All right? So he's getting, the leaves are falling and shit. So when he goes out, it's buddy, you're killing your father. Back on topic. So let's just jump into this next one. Government over God doesn't work, says Kirk Cameron. Apparently, here's your constitutional scholar, gang. Fuckface Kirk Cameron. Again, his net worth, I'm quite sure, runs laps around mine. So again, I'm not going to say you're some washed-up child actor. Apparently, he was very good at being an actor. Constitutional attorney? $10 says he's not. Let's just choose fucked up. I don't know. What's this fucker going to say? You guys ready? Hold on, wait for, roll the tape.
We as the family of faith are the key to turning the nation around. You know, it really comes down to, do you?
Pause the tape. What do you mean turn the country around? Let's get some AC going. This is gonna like make America great again. Again, fuck faith. You know what this is, gang? Here's the fucked up portion about this conversation. Hold on. Okay, coming back. So this is what happens. They actually believe that God left them the steward of all this to us. I didn't ask for your fucking help and I don't want it. You want to know why? Fuck you. Again, Christians, that First Amendment protects me from you just like it protects you from everybody else. Right? You guys, not that you would, you already do. You bellyache when another religion is even fucking mentioned. Right? You guys, it was in here. North Texas, because here in the state of Texas, I can't remember what fucked up ass Senate bill it was. If a Christian parent says we want in God we trust put in a public school, you got to put it up. Now, if that's not the violation of church and state, I don't know what is. But you know what people did? They fought back. Then people from other religions were like, put my God up. That's what I said. Now you got to do it. Gang, you should have seen how fast they were. Well, Mr. Muhammad. Okay, but Section 8 of the... They did everything they could. Again, Christians, stop it. You're not here to save America. We don't need your fucking saving. Go fuck yourself and go to your tax-exempt building and jerk off all over yourself. Otherwise, leave the rest of us alone. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Want freedom to live your life as you want under God. So there is some form of moral restraint, and that is the law of love. Love God with all your heart, which is the greatest commandment, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do you want to live like that and then prosper and live as you like?
Pause the tape, but Christians, no one's stopping you from doing that. You just can't enforce that by law. Again, I can love my neighbor without believing in Jesus. Matter of fact, I do. I'm probably more efficient at it because I don't have to stop and wonder what would Jesus do. There are two same-sex couples that live just on my street. There's no qualm if they say, hey, can you help me out? And I'd be like, time and place. I don't have to sit here and go to Bible. Okay, do I help out clam divers? I mean, what does God say about helping out two guys who jerk each other? Sorry. I just read the book of John and I can't do it. No one's stopping you, Christians. No one even wants to stop you from believing as you want to believe. You just can't turn that into a law that now I have to follow. Fuck nuts. Roll the tape.
And be able to be generous enough to bless your neighbors and take care of the poor and the needy in your community? Or do you want to serve an all-powerful government, an oligarchy?
Okay, first and foremost, he can go fuck himself. Again, it's this false dichotomy, right? You're either going to worship God or you're going to worship the government. You forgot number three. I don't worship any of it. I obey the laws that the government has put forth. It doesn't mean I am worshiping. But when he sat there and he said, you know, help out your poor and everything else. Again, I just had this conversation with a hardcore Christian today. And again, all I can do is go off of, because right now someone's going to say, well, she's not a real Christian. We were talking about what fuckface DeSantis and what fuckface Abbott did. That fucked up ass publicity stunt. Hold on, gang. Again, using people as pawn pieces. That was fucked up. And the person that I'm talking about is a Christian. Oh yeah, I'm still fucking around with the lights, trying to see what works, what doesn't, the blase and the fucking glavinoids. Tim, I think I'm supposed to have the light behind me. I think that's what Peter said. But hey, I'm hard-headed. I don't learn at the same rate. Let me take a look. Hold on, gang. Oh, let's take a look. God damn, man, there's some light up in this bitch. Maybe I am God. Let there be light. Let's see how that looks. Fuck me in the ass sideways. a little bit better. Should the light be behind me or in front of me? Either way, back on topic. And I said, I think that was some bullshit, because what Abbott did was the equivalent of, well, I'm about to belch again. I just belched. I'm a professional. It was the equivalent of taking what he thought was trash and dumping it on someone else's lawn. And this person was all about it, right? And I was like, is this what your Jesus would do? Well, they have to learn about the illegal immigrants. Like, okay, first and foremost, stop with the illegal bullshit. That's why you can do what, that's why you support this. You don't see them as people. This person's got some extra cash. I'm like, how much have you put forth? Again, all they did was quite, again, yeah, I did a show on it. Go back and go look, go fuck yourselves. I'm all over the place today, gang. Just hang with me. They dumped those people on other people's doorsteps with no job leads. They lied, said there was going to be job leads. No housing. They literally just took people who are basically homeless in Texas and made them homeless in Martha's Vineyard. Literally gave them a map that a third grader could draw to say, work it out, motherfuckers. But again, my point is, because he's like, you know, feed the poor and other shit. Again, now, again, every time we ask, what would Jesus do? That answer is getting clearer and more motherfucking clearer. But back to what he was saying, that was just a left-hand turn. Back on topic. This whole, you either worship God or you worship the government. That's a false dichotomy. Again, at least for Uncle Bobby, there's a third option. I don't worship shit. I just don't. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Do you want to move towards socialism or communism or even a dictatorship where you...
Pause the tape. Get your glasses up, fuck faces. We drink to Republican buzzwords on this goddamn show. Do you want to move towards socialism, Marxism, or a dictatorship? Christians, do us all a favor and keep your fucking mouth shut on this topic. Seriously. You don't want the government to tell you what to do, but you do want an intergalactic dictator to tell you, don't do that. Because that's Christianity. Because here's the one thing that you're supposed to do. Love God, blah, 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 blah. Everything else is just a laundry list of prohibitions. Right? So maybe in Kirk's mind, it is. I'm either going to do exactly what the government tells me to do or exactly what my God tells me to do. But again, he even said, do you want to move towards a dictatorship? Fuckface, you're living one. But the most fucked up thing is, we can't even see your dictator. You're over here torturing yourself. Christians, you are every Christian that gets a hard dick or a wet ass P word and they want to do something with it, be it by themselves or with a partner or partners, you guys sit there and you just beat the dog shit out of yourself when you should be beating your meat. But because you are in a dictatorship, you're like, oh, Susie, oh, John, oh, you ready for some of this dick? Yeah, you want to get some of this? Oh, I can't do it because God. You guys are already living in a dictatorship. Roll the tape.
Some group of elites that promise to take care of everything from healthcare to education to your finances to your safety in every area. History tells us that never works out well.
Pause that tape. In that tape, he can go fuck himself. He literally just described his God to a motherfucking T. He controls everything. Tells you what to do with your dick, your money, who to marry, how to have sex, what to do with your vagina, all that shit. So again, that was just, to me, hypocrisy. I mean, give me a break. What's the next one up, gang? Gang, let's do this one. Hold on. What is it? What the fuck did I download? Hold on. You're about to hear some shit. Are we rolling on this
tape? Marjorie Greene is suing another person.
Pause the tape. I wanted to hear what fuckface Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about. Boy, am I going to regret that one later. P, this is a fucking game changer, dude. This iPad stand, thank you so much. I mean, honestly and truly, on the strength, thank you so much. This thing is a fucking game changer. But gang, we're going to cue this one up. And this is what really, in my opinion, brought Kirk Cameron to national infamy. Now, again, only in Christianity is this valid. And by that, I mean, I'm trying to think of an appliance in here. Let's say my refrigerator broke. My refrigerator broke, and I need a refrigerator repair person to come over and fix my refrigerator. But I don't do that. Instead, I go get a philosopher, a philosophy professor at the University of Texas. My voice just cracked. And I say, fix my icebox. Now, this fuckface gives it everything they got, but then the next day, I open up my icebox and it smells like my icebox needs a fucking autopsy. Why? Because the wires got crossed in the bullshit, the blase, and the glavonoids, and instead of cooling the food, it heated it up. I just belched. I'm professional. All that meat is spoiled now. The fucking milk is now brown and shit. And when I tell you guys, are you going to feel the least bit sorry for me? You're like, no, hey, fuckface. Why didn't you call an actual person that's qualified to fix the fucking icebox? But when it comes to religion, now we're willing to listen to people that have no expertise, none at all, in the field that they're talking or debating. Gang, when, like I've said before, no matter where you live in the United States, I guarantee you are somewhere in between a 30 or a 60-minute drive. For me, for a Division I school, at the time it is right now, 20 minutes. It would take me 20 minutes to get from my front doorstep to the 40 acres. In order to get there, I would have to pass several high schools, some junior colleges, and some D2s. My point is, if I want to talk to a credentialed individual about evolutionary biology, there are people who have studied this shit and who teach it for a living. Why the fuck are you going to go to a child actor to learn about evolutionary biology? I got to burn my place of work. I really do. That place is all kinds of fucked up. Gang, let's get some more alcohol. Fuck what you heard. I'm in this house by my goddamn self. Of course I can drink. It's my goddamn house. So, gang, because, oh, look at Papa breathing heavy. Papa, you're a terrible person. Get your ass in here. Okay. Back on W. So, gang, because this person has a very perverted interest, even though I don't think they listen to what I talk about on my show. And I was like, well, I'm probably going to bash fucking creationism a little bit. But this person's a fucking Christian. And so they're like, well, you can have both. I'm like, yeah, actually you can. And they're like, you know, this person is not an evolutionary biologist. They're very smart, but that's not their area of expertise. Let's just say that. Long story short, this person, you know, wanted to line what's up in the Bible with evolution. And I was like, you can't have them both. Then this person kicked the tired ass line. Why can't we teach the controversy? Because like I said, there is no controversy. There's a robust scientific theory, which is falsifiable, that is the best current explanation of biodiversification of life on this planet. Then you've got some bullshit that says, again, some grumpy, gray-bearded white dude sat on a cloud and talked to himself for almost a calendar week. There is no comparison. But gang, I found the tape, It was Brian and Kelly from, is it the Rationality Squad? They did the Blasphemy Challenge. Brian and Kelly, come here, buddy. Mr. Ants in Your Pants, come here. Ah. Versus Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron. Now, gang, before I cue this tape up, I'm sure most of you have seen this debate. Please remember, in the beginning of debate, you guys remember what Ray Comfort said? He's going to be able to prove the existence of God without using the Bible. Yeah, that lasted about 17 seconds. Then the rest of it was all Bible this, Bible that. But again, this is what put Kirk Cameron on the map with the crocoduck bullshit. You guys ready? Let's see if this is, I think this is it.
Roll the tape. I'm Kirk Cameron, and my partner Ray Comfort and I come to you tonight not as molecular biologists or a former atheist myself, an evolutionist. I want to pull back the curtain without the use of faith. And secondly, as a form...
Pause the tape. I fucked that all the way up. We're going to rewind it. Roll the tape.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron, and my partner Ray Comfort and I come to you tonight not as molecular biologists or as rocket scientists, but simply as an author and an actor, and we want to do two things that fly in the face of convention. One, we'd like to show you that the existence of God can be proven 100% absolutely without the use of faith.
See?
And secondly, as a former atheist myself, an evolutionist, I want to pull back the curtain and show that the number one reason many people do not believe in God is not because of a lack of evidence, but because of a theory that many scientists today consider to be a fairy tale for grown-ups.
Pause the tape. No, they don't. No, the fuck they don't. No, the fuck they don't. Again, when I was going around, when people found out I was an atheist, and they all, you know, got their pastors or elders to come, you know, save my soul, they all said the exact same thing. And how we got on the topic, probably because it's kind of their ace, one of their ace cards. Well, Robert, I mean, do you believe in evolution? Well, it's not a belief, but I accept it. That's why you don't believe in God. That's it's like, no. Now actually that no, it's not. What the fuck did he say? My brain just farted. Hold on. See what happens when I take a day off? Uncle Bobby's fucked up. Roll the
number
tape.
One reason many people do not believe in God is not because of a lack of evidence, but because of a theory that many scientists today...
Pause the tape. That's where I was going with that. They all said the same thing. Well, a whole bunch of... They just don't agree. There's this big controversy. Only to find out, there isn't. No, there is not. That's just another Christian talking point. I think it's like 98% of all credentialed scientists at the National Academy of Sciences. Again, do they disagree on parts of the theory? Of course they do. Do they accept it as the best current? Yes, they do. So again, that's just another dishonest talking point. That's up there with, why don't we teach the controversy? Because there isn't one. And then you got this bullshit. Well, a lot of them, they disagree. No, they don't. Actually, no, they don't. Roll the tape.
They consider to be a fairy tale for grown-ups. Science has never found a genuine transitional form that is one kind of animal crossing.
Pause the tape. So, again, he can go fuck himself. Okay, first and foremost, again, Bundy, go fuck yourself. Dude, we got it. We're doing this one. We are doing this one. But, what'd you just do? Huh? You got another PhD. You got another fucking PhD, didn't you? What'd you do? Huh? You were taking a shit. Would you jerk off or something? You woke up in the morning. He bumped in. Like, oh, what is this? Oh, another monocular science. Hey, I got another PhD. Go fuck yourself, Bundy. I couldn't spell my middle name until I was in the fucking fifth grade. True story. His monkey ass got another fucking PhD just during that one rant. Go fuck yourself. We're talking about this one. Where the fuck was I? See what happens when you don't sleep? Rewind. I was in here talking about Jay Bundy's
monkey.
Because
of a theory that many scientists today consider to be a fairy tale for grown-ups. Science has never...
Pause the tape. That's where I was going. Good job, alcohol. Good job. Science has never seen a transitional form. That's not true. You want to know why? You are a transitional form. I am a transitional form. These fucking dogs are transitional forms. 20 million years from now, humanity will not look like this, fuck faces. There's always going to be change. These dogs, everything is in fucking transition. But here's your problem. Again, you can either talk to a child actor, turn evangelical, or you can talk to J. Fuckface Bundy. So the problem, gang, the moment you decide to talk to a Christian about evolution, you've already lost. Because you're not talking about the same thing. Again, they need evolution to be a man fucked a goat, and out of that goat, out came something with gills, 1 foot, one hoof, a snout, wings. We're not having the same conversation, but let Kirk bury himself. Roll the tape.
Found a genuine transitional form that is one kind of animal crossing over into another kind, either living or in the fossil record.
Pause the tape. That's because there's no scientific classification as kind. It's a generic term, but there is no classification of kind. Pause the tape. Roll the tape.
And there's supposed to be billions of them.
Here we go.
Now, what I'm about to show you does not exist.
Thank God.
These were actually created by our graphic artists, but I want you to keep your eye out for this, because this is what evolutionists have been searching for hundreds of years. All right? And if you find one of these, you could become rich and famous. So here's some transitional forms. This is called the crocodile.
Oh,
can you see this?
God, what a numbnut.
Crocodile and a duck.
Pause the tape. Rewind it. I'm not laughing at Kirk. Gang, Brian Sapien's response was the greatest organic response of all time. Listen closely. All you hear is, oh my God, what a numbnut. Because, yeah, numbnut. Gang, you only flex this bullshit when you've got no fucking clue what you're talking about. Roll the tape.
Forms. This is called the crocodile.
Oh,
can you see this?
God, what a numbnut.
Crocodile.
Pause that tape in that tape. Now again, gang, that's what catapulted fuckface Kirk Cameron into forever infamy. You cannot butt fuck a definition more than that, right there. In some way, somehow, you know, let's cue this one up. Hold on. I want to see his followers.
People say to me,
we are not rolling that tape, not yet. So gang, I saw a video, and this is from 10 days ago. It's kind of like Donald Trump, which I'm pretty sure he's a supporter of. There are certain things that just make you wonder, how did that end your career? Gang, is there water? Okay, that's why Buddy had ants in his pants. Okay, hold on. How many of them are we get up during this show, gang? I think the water bowl's empty. That's what it is. Sing the song. Don't you want to get fucked up? Hold on, gang. So if you haven't noticed, Buddy's mouth is crooked. So his tongue goes off to the side. Ah! So you always have to keep the water bucket full, because he doesn't lick this way, he licks that way. So it's got to be up to the top, because his tongue just kind of... So all right, who are going to do it? It's one of those Donald Trump moments where you wonder, how did this not end your career? You guys remember when Donald Trump interviewed, imitated an award-winning journalist who just so happened to have, I just belch, hashtag I'm professional, a physical disability. And you're like, how did that not crush all your political hopes and aspirations. Same thing here. This fucker still goes around talking about how evolution is a fairy tale for grown-ups after clearly demonstrating he's got no fucking clue what the fuck it is he's talking about. Which is actually a great lead-in. Way to go, Uncle Bobby. Which is a great lead-in to the last video of the day, gang. So, Kirk Cameron has got a YouTube channel that walks hand-in-hand with Trinity Broadcast Network. Almost 50,000 subscribers, gang. This video has almost 32,000 views. So you want to sit here and tell me that I'm punching down, that this is rare. No, fuck faces. Again, Uncle Bobby is sitting here kicking the actual factuals. Like my shit, subscribe to my shit, share my shit, comment on my shit. This is not 32,000 hate listens. Kirk Cameron just clearly demonstrated he's got no fucking clue what evolution is. There are no transitional forms, but he looks himself in the mirror every day. Then he said, why hasn't science found the crocoduck? He's got no idea what he's talking about, but people are writing this down like it's gospel. And now, gang, he has teamed up with Fuck Knuckle Supreme, Ken Ham. Now, that's a shyster. That's a piece of shit right there. How many tens of millions of dollars did he sand dance for? The state of, Kentucky or Tennessee? They paid. This is not, again, where's your God? Why doesn't God, I want people to know about my ark. No, this fucker had to hustle the taxpayers of Kentucky. I do believe it's fucking Kentucky. How is he in fucking Kentucky, gang? He hustled the taxpayers of an entire state to pay for something that was tens. Shut the fuck up. So you've got two people who've got no fucking clue what evolution is, who are now about to wax. Again, there is no controversy. This is actually making me upset. These two fucks actually believe that eight people put hundreds of thousands, if not millions of different heartbeats on one boat. And that boat stayed afloat for a fucking year. Never mind the disease, the waste disposal, the food store, any of that shit. And these two fucks with 50,000 fucking followers are now getting ready to tell you about the beginnings of all humanity, of all animal kind. I can't believe I used to be a Christian. Gang, roll the fucking tape.
Did God create dinosaurs in the Garden of Eden? Well, remember, the word dinosaur is a modern word, right? You know, people say to me, but, you know, there's no word dinosaur in the Bible. Well, there's no word email in the Bible either.
Balls of tape, there's also no word for dumb piece of shit. Okay. Just roll the fucking tape.
Because email is a
modern word. See, this is a fucking game changer, dude. I love this. Thank you so very much.
What are some now of I can your get favorite angry designs in nature? What are some of the things that really blow you away? Is it outer space? Is it the DNA in a human being?
Well, actually, now you mentioned DNA. DNA is incredible. Did you know that DNA is the most complex information system, language system in the entire universe? Well, actually, there's no such thing as DNA outside the Earth anyway.
Pause the tape. How many times must it be said that complexity is not a hallmark of superior design? Simplicity is a hallmark of superior design. Okay, you know the real fucked up thing is? I'm an Army brat. I'm an Army brat with Navy flags over my right shoulder. Squid, you're going to lose this year. Last year, you guys cheated. I don't know what kind of bullshit you guys did, whose palms you had to grease. Gang, Navy beat Army last year in football. And I don't even know what kind of, and I know fucking football, gang. I don't know what kind of bullshit they were pulling, but some way, somehow, they fucking won that game and they can go fuck themselves. But I told you, the chair that I have to sit in because I can't stand very long at work, it was vandalized. Because there's a Navy vet where I work and he can go fuck himself too. And he vandalized my fucking chair with a whole bunch of fucking Go Navy flags. Fucking Navy, go Army. Who am I going to be? If you are an engineer or an architect, again, what is superior? Here's two structures. This structure takes 7 years to build and has 7 million different pieces. This one takes 3 years to build and has 300,000 pieces. Now, they are both structurally sound. They both do the exact same thing. Which one is better? That one. Simplicity is the hallmark of better design. But these fucks keep talking about fucking complexity. Oh, you want to know why? Because they don't listen. Because that's a hallmark of Christianity. Don't listen. Sit and listen to your fucking script. Roll the tape.
But think about a library. A library full of hundreds and hundreds of books and filled with books that have all sorts of information in them, instructions on how to build, say, a human being or a dog or a cat or whatever, and engineering diagrams and all sorts of other diagrams and so on. Where do all that information come from? I mean, how did it get there? Here's the interesting thing.
Pause and tape. If you talk to a Christian who's on this tip, you've already lost. Right. Again, it's kind of like, it's the, where did it come from? Right. It's like, well, where did the universe come from? And again, no matter what you say, and I've heard them interview people on the streets, ambush style. And they're like, I don't know, molecules. Where'd that come from? I don't know, space. Where'd that come from? There's no way. When you hear a Christian pull the phrase, where'd that come from? You're fucked. You are automatically in the middle of a dishonest conversation. Roll the tape.
Those who reject God, they say that life came about by natural processes. In other words, matter by itself arranged itself into living things. Of course, where did the matter come from in the first place? When I debated Bill Nye, you remember Bill Nye?
Pause the tape. What did I just say as I return the fucking text? What did I just say? Where did it come from? That again, that they, you know what? Let's see what this fuck knuckle has to say. Roll the tape, because I've got an idea what he's going to say. Roll the tape.
The science guy,
sure.
Bill Nye, the humanist guy, here at the Creation Museum in 2014, he was asked a question by a young boy, where did matter come from? And he said, I don't know, it's a mystery. So let's not even deal with that right now. Just, we have matter. How does matter form life? If you were to add up the bits of information in living things on this planet, it's not just millions.
Pause the tape. Christians, go fuck yourself. Because Bill Nye was honest. Apparently, that's the strike he has against him. Where did it come from? We don't know. And that's what Christians use, or I'm sorry, Christians on this tip. Let's hang the asterisks. Christians on this tip. Right? They hang functional levels of ignorance. And because when I say that, gang, what I mean is when you admit that you don't know, it makes you go look for the actual answer. But when you sit there and you assert, God did it, 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 you are done. You are officially finished taking in any new information. So again, this is just, we're not making it through this tape. We're not going to make it. I'm going to have a stroke. Roll the tape.
It's not billions. It's not trillions. It's zillions. I mean, the amount of information in living things is so vast, we just can't comprehend it. It's incredible. Do you know, we've never seen matter produce one bit of information by itself. It can't happen. There's no law of nature that matter produces information. There is no such law. Information comes from information. And not only that, all that information, you imagine you've got all these books, but if you speak English and the books are in Russian, how do you read them? You've got to have the language. You need to be able to translate them. Well, here's the interesting thing. DNA has the language. It has the information to make the language to read the DNA. And where does a language come?
Pause the tape. Gang, I am now dumber for listening to that diatribe. Half of being smart is knowing what you are dumb at. I'm not an evolutionary biologist. That's why I don't wax on biology on this show. Do you want to know why I don't teach men self-defense? I'll tell you why. One, every man is entitled to the same self-defense lessons as a woman. You're just not going to get it from me. But listen up. Because especially my former boss wanted me to integrate my classes. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking do it. Reason number one, the moment you introduce a man, because where I work, it's predominantly women. So if I've got, let's say, a 30-woman class, you may find three or four men in there. More times than not, when a woman is sexually violated, it's been at the hands of another man, of a man. Now, add one man in that mix, you have fucked that entire dynamic. That's number one. Number two, and I tell the ladies that come to my classes, kind of in jest, when I tell them, keep this information to yourself. This is my gift to you. Please be selfish. It's because there are about three topics that every man apparently is an expert on, even when they're not, especially when they're not. Football. It's football. Even if that fucker never even laced it up, every man is a fucking certified football expert. That's one reason why I don't watch football with other people. Number two, weightlifting. That dude can be incredibly deconditioned. Let that fucker, and you see it every day at like a Gold's Gym, you will see a man who has a robust physique of a fucking broomstick handle, then he will walk his monkey ass clear across the gym, and there's a woman who is packed with muscle. You know what he'll say? You want me to show you how to do that? Shut the fuck up! You know what the third thing is? Self-defense. That fucker doesn't even have a yellow belt in Taekwondo from when he was 12 years old from his local YMCA. But every man is a fucking expert. Now, gang, the one time I acquiesced my boss's request, because to my former boss, it was all about money. It was like, do you know how many more people that we... I was like, I don't care. I don't care. One time I said yes. There were probably 18 to 20 women. There were two guys. One, I'm not even going to tell, let's just say they were both very successful at what they did for a living. Neither one of them was a black belt, a self-defense, nothing. Gang, these two fucking morons pretty much decided to go UFC in the fucking corner. And it crushed it. The ladies were like, my point is, it absolutely butt-fucked that class. Ruined it. Those 18 women left there with less confidence. Because these two got, and again, they were like, okay, do this. It's like, no. You headbutt. I'm like, I know what you do for... Do you have a black belt? No, I don't, but you're... Okay, that's a really long way to tell you to shut the fuck up. Half of being smart is knowing what you're dumb at. Then you can actually learn some shit. Again, that's why I don't let men in my class, because the overwhelming majority of men go in there with an ego. They don't think they've got anything to learn. So when you mix that with a room full of women, you have fucked that class. That was a really long way to go, wasn't it, gang? My point is, these fuckers. Oh, I just got a text. Way to go. Neither Ken Ham nor Fuckface. Okay, looking at text. Neither one of these fuckfaces are evolutionary biologists. They are literally going off of what the Bible says. They're not willing to admit their ignorance. Therefore, they don't learn. I just belch. Hashtag unprofessional. And that's what makes them dangerous. Gang, roll the tape.
From languages only come from an intelligence. Do you realize that DNA actually cries out, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, the creator. Because it...
Pause the tape. Gang, I'm not going to take science lessons from Kirk fucking Cameron and Ken fuckface Ham. I'm just not going to do it. In the beginning, God, bleh, I don't care. Because this is the exact same book that says that a vagina that's never had a dick inside of it gave birth to a baby with magic powers. I'm going to listen to that at the exact same time I listen to Richard Spencer, David Duke, and fucking Strom Thurmond give a speech about racial tolerance. But these fucks are going to wax. Again, 50,000 followers, and that's just him. What about Ray Comfort? Wait, just name all the fucking apologists. How many millions of people, gang, are sitting here listening to this and writing it down like it is scientific fact? Roll the tape.
There's no way DNA could come about by natural processes. And that's why the Bible says in Romans, for instance, if you don't believe in God, you are without excuse. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made.
Pause the tape, because clearly, yeah, I mean, and I said this a couple of films ago, go fuck yourself, right? Again, it's a logical question. What about the people who've never heard of God? You just heard him say it. It's obvious. Just look in creation. Go outside and look at the sky, then you'll say, hey, there's a God. Okay, even if that's true, what if you look in the sky and you see a God named Zeus? Again, Christians, just shut the fuck up. This is not science. But this fucker hustled the taxpayers of Kentucky for tens of millions of fucking dollars. And he's got a fuck face like Kirk Cameron. This is actually very frustrating, gang. Just roll the tape, roll the tape, roll the tape.
So that you are without excuse, because it's so obvious that there's a creator. There's no way life could come about by natural processes. So DNA.
Pause the tape. Did you guys hear that? There's no way. That is textbook argument from fucking ignorance. I can't think of a better way. Therefore, my answer is correct. Shut the fuck up. No, it's not. Please stop speaking English words out of your mouth that I have to listen to. That, again, fallacy on top of fallacy mixed with some fucking lies. That's all this is. Roll the tape.
Cries that out.
The Bible says that God looked at his creation and said that it was good. But then, right on the heels of this goodness, we see the serpent coming in and tempting Eve. How is that good? God must have put the serpent in the garden, and he knows all things, that that was going to happen. So how do we reconcile the temptation of Adam and Eve with something that God called good?
I actually want to hear this.
Well, you know, actually, when God finished creating on day six, he then said everything was very good because his whole creation was finished. We know that he created angels. We know they were part of the creation because Colossians 1 says he created all principalities and powers. And we know everything was very good to start with, which yeah. means all the principalities and powers, they're all very good. An angel called Lucifer came and tempted Adam and Eve. God didn't make us to be a puppet. He didn't make us to force him to yeah. love him. He wanted us to love him because we wanted to. We're created beings. And see,
pause the tape. Does it scare you guys that the majority of the United States believes this? I was once one of them. Chances are you were probably once one of them. Do you know if you don't get up on a political stage and say this type of foolishness, you won't get voted into office? If you stand up and if you say, you know what, it's not that I don't believe that a snake can talk. Snakes can't talk. It's scientifically impossible. Snakes don't have vocal cords. Do you know that you shot your political aspirations in the fucking foot? Did you guys know that? Does it not scare you guys that if you don't get up and say that you support... I remember an episode of Real Time long before Bill Maher. I don't know what happened to that fucker, but back on topic. And he said it brilliantly. It was fucking perfect. And he had all these politicians and he was talking about Noah's Ark. And the dude said it with comments like, well, I believe in Noah's Ark. And and Bill was like, you make policy. You stop it. But again, just let that sink in, gang. That people like me, more than likely, if you sit here and you say, Ken Ham, dude, what you said is just sitting on some bullshit. You can't advance in... I need to get a one-way ticket somewhere. Roll the fucking tape.
As created beings, even Lucifer, the angels are created beings. And so if we don't look to God, who is the infinite creator and infinitely good, and we don't listen to him, then what's going to happen? God said to Adam, don't eat the fruit of this one tree. You can eat of all the trees, but this one you're not to eat of. So it was a test of obedience and really saying, obey God's word. Look to God. Obey God's word. But then along came the devil that said, no, no, no. Look to yourself. You become your own God. And that's the battle that started, that rages around us today. A battle.
Pause the tape. You guys ever notice that no matter what, again, keep in mind, this video is about creation. And again, you Christian, all you guys, it's like, you guys are stuck on fucking stupid. You guys keep talking about the gospel message like no one's ever heard it. You know how many times I've heard this in my fucking, hey, shut the fuck up. I think right now what's pissing me off is that I spent almost four decades sounding just like this. Just a couple more minutes, gang. Shut the fuck, roll the tape.
Between God's word and man's word. Why ultimately did God let that happen? And knowing that would happen because he created creatures who are not infinite like him, because he is the infinite creator. All we can say is, you know, he created us because he wanted to redeem a people for his son. And that's what the Bible says. So in the purposes of God, that's what God allowed. And that's what's happened. And that's why the Bible says, you know, without faith, it's impossible to believe in him. There's always a faith aspect because we are finite beings. We don't know everything. Only God knows everything. And that doesn't mean that we don't have answers for lots of things, but it means with some things, we don't have the ultimate answers where we have to trust God with the answers he's given us.
Pause the tape. In the tape. Gang, I just killed more brain cells by listening to that bullshit than I do with all the drinking I do in a month fucking combined. Gang, I cannot believe I used to be a fucking Christian. This actually just hurts my fucking soul. Gang, Uncle Bobby has only given you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, Uncle Bobby is going to give you one big motherfucking solution. Kirk Cameron, shut the fuck up. I mean, shut the fuck up. And I think what bothers me about, I mean, all of this, it's not that this fucker's got more clout than I do. He's got more clout than all of us. By standing up and saying the bullshit that he does, it gives him credibility. And the moment you're the one who stands up and says, look, this whole bullshit about lying, thieving, blah, 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 you're the asshole. I just belch. People listen to what he has to say and they literally write it down like it's gospel. And that frightens me. I've been waxing for an hour and 16 minutes talking about this fuckface. And here's the thing. When I say I mean everyone like me who feels the exact same way. I've got under 1,000 followers. Kirk Cameron has almost 50,000. And that's just on that one channel. And he spouts the biggest bullshit there is. And people are like, go, Kirk, go. I mean, what was the first one up? So again, you guys think I'm bullshit. You're going to hear some noise. No, you're not. Fuck this. Killed it. So the channel that he's on, Living Waters, has over 1 million followers. This video has over 250,000 views. These are not hate follows. These are not hate views. And he just sat there and with leading questions, who gave you karma? Who? People listen to what this fuck knuckle has to say. What was the next one up, gang? Yeah, the bullshit that brought, no, government over God. Then he gave you that false dilemma. Did I do it? Yeah. He gave you that fucking false dilemma. You're either going to worship God or you're going to worship the government. How about the third option? Don't worship anybody. But then, in my opinion, he completely contradicted himself. Why? Because his monkey ass just sat there and said, you want to live under some dictatorship? Hold on, God. Let me get your entire... Do you want the government to tell you what to do? Or do you want God to tell you what to do? He sat there and talked about the government like it was some evil entity telling you what to do when he worships an evil entity that tells you what to do. I mean, go fuck yourselves. I had one more before the... What was the other one, gang? Then there was a video that put Kirk on the map of infamy. The Crocoduck. Because Kirk Cameron is under this false notion that, again, two animals from two different kinds. Again, Bundy, back me up. Maybe I'm wrong on this. What the fuck do I know? There's no such thing as a kind. There's no, it was like genus, family, species, the blase, the glavinoids. There is no kind. But when you absolutely bastardize evolution, there's a kind. That's why you get the crocoduck. A crocodile and a duck fucked. Now you've got the crocoduck. That should have killed all credibility. That debate with Rationality Squad, was over 10 years ago. Then you get to the video of him right there on Trinity Broadcast Network. That was 10 days ago, where he and Ken Ham, two of the most intellectually ignorant, two of the most uneducated people on the planet when it comes to evolutionary bio. What Kirk said about Crocoduck should have crushed him. Nobody should have said, Kirk, we're going to pay you money to talk about evolution on our fucking channel. Get Before we sign off, let's get on the iPhone of knowledge. Gang, it's on the internet, so it has to be true. Wait for it. Why is it so slow? Oh, that's right. Because fucking Texas. Gang, please go fuck yourself. So according to the Google, Kirk Cameron is worth $10 million. Okay, some of that came from Growing Pains. How much of it came from speaking engagements? Because he does speech and engagements. How many of that came from being employed by Trinity Broadcast? That fucker sat there with an open mouth and said, a duck fucked a crocodile and their genes spliced. Now we have the crocoduck. That should have crushed his credibility. Instead, it makes him money. And him and Ken Ham sat there and flexed how scientifically ignorant they are. And hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, listen to what he has to say. And to really seal in the fucked up flavor, if you don't agree with what they just said, you can't run for a political office in the United States. Are you ready to vote yet? Oh yeah, Uncle Bobby's just that goddamn talented. He can pull anything into politics. If you stand up and say, I don't agree with the likes of a Kirk Cameron, you might as well stay your monkey ass at home. How scary is that, gang, that this fucker has a growing audience after spouting the most scientifically ignorant bullshit there's ever to spout? If you are not afraid, you are missing the fucking point. These people make the rules that you and I have to live by. I think I need another drink. Gang, I'm really pissed off. I'm like really mad. It's like, holy shit, I can't believe this is my reality. But it is. Gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Jen and Truth, let's go.